We are going to get Dale Carlson on, the founder and CEO of Sleep Train, who stepped up to put the naming rights on the current venue. He has done marvelous, marvelous things in this city of Sacramento and has built an empire. Again, it is a pleasure to have Dale Carlson on the show. Dale, this is Grant Napier. How are you?
Great, Grant. How are you?
It's always good to hear your voice, and it's great to see your involvement. And let me just start off with a very vague question. Give me your thoughts, your impressions, your feelings on what has transpired here the last 48 hours as it relates to this team possibly moving to Seattle.
Okay, well, first let me share that I don't have really any new information as far as if this deal is done or not. But my view is that if the Kings if the Maloofs are actually willing to sell, which it sounds like they are from what we're hearing on the street, then it'd be great for our community to be able to have the ability to put a bid together to keep the Kings here, because we do want them here. They're an important asset for our region.
Dale, you're a power player here. Let's not kid anybody, all right? But you're not going to be able to write a check for everything that is needed. Do you feel confident that if that is the case, that you would be able to put together a group of investors / owners to make a competitive bid with what we're hearing about in Seattle?
Well, let me put it this way. I'm not a billionaire. I can't go play in this game. That's not what I do. I sell mattresses.
Right.
And I'm not looking to lead anything or put it together or do any of that. I'm trying to help in any way we can. I do know that there are players out there that are trying to put together the groups to do that, and I think it will come about. We will have a chance to put a bid from our community, not from me, but from the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited about that. I think there's great opportunity for us to still keep this team in town, if it's truly for sale. And we don't even know that. I mean,
right.
We're only hearing rumors so far.
I mean, as a business leader in our community and throughout this region, and maybe you're not comfortable in speaking on this, but if the team is for sale, are you and other potential investors disappointed that you weren't given an opportunity to make a fair competitive offer?
The game's not over yet. So, you know, as I understand how the process works, is that it actually, you know, if they've made an offer, then they'll have the ability to, it goes to the NBA, the NBA has to go to the relocation committee, the relocation
right.
committee then can accept other offers. So at that time, there's an opportunity to hopefully put that in. That's you know, and I'm not sure if that's how it all works, but, you know, that would be my expectation, is that there's at least an opportunity to put another bid in. After it's not just a done deal because they've come to an agreement.
Dale Carlson of Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep, and we love the train whistle that we hear out after every three-pointer made at Sleep Train Arena. So again, for the people that are just joining us, Dale, your role right now in terms of galvanizing this community, and again, I want to stress this, you're not writing out a check. You've made it very clear that's not what you do. You sell mattresses, but you feel that you can be somewhat instrumental in getting people together. Would that be your role?
My role, exactly. That's my role. We believe in keeping the Kings here. I'm going to do everything we can do to bring keep the Kings here. I can bring some players together to help in that. We're here for the community. That's why we stepped up and named the arena. We wanted to support the Kings, wanted to support the community, and make sure that everybody knew that, look, we want the Kings here. So we did that. We're out there tomorrow night with the foster kids drive. You know,
that's right.
We have tickets for foster kids. We've got the kids going out to the game. We've got a drive for foster kids for pajamas. So anybody going to the game, bring pajamas for foster kids tomorrow. The Kings are still here.
Yep.
So let's go enjoy them.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, are you a Mark Mastrov? Do you know obviously a lot about him? And he has stepped up and he has actually been quoted as saying he has expressed interest in purchasing the Kings and keeping them here.
I know of him. I don't know him personally, but I think that's fantastic. I mean, he'd be a great asset to help put this group together to keep the Kings here.
Awesome. Dale, we'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you very much for coming on. It's greatly appreciated.
Hey, thanks, Grant, and go Kings.
Yep, go Kings is right. Go Sacramento Kings.
Exactly.
There you go. All right, Dale. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Dale Carlson, the owner, founder of Sleep Train. We are at the halfway point. We will come back, and we'll get more of your phone calls. That's coming up here on The Grant Napier Show.